Chapter 39.
Constance, Abbott, birds are trying to steal our tapestry.
Brother Trug tripped over his habits and fell as he dashed from the barricade where he had been standing sentry duty.
Get slings, arrows and javelins. Pull the table aside quickly.
The defenders rushed up the stairs into Great Hall. Three magpies were struggling with the wall fastenings of the heavy tapestry. They ignored the charging animals, remaining intent on what they were about. Before the Red Wallers had a chance to marshal their forces and open fire, they were beset by birds. Rooks hurtled down from the galleries, pecking and clawing. General Ironbeak and Mangers, leading a small force, dropped down behind them. Amid the confusion, Constance saw what was happening. Ironbeak was trying to cut off the path back to Cavern Hole. She whirled, dealing a rook a heavy blow that sent it spinning as it buried its claws into her neck fur.
Back! Back! Return to Cavern Hole, every beast! Hurry!
She ordered. Two rooks were trying to drag Sister May off by the back of her habit, but John Churchmouse thwacked them soundly with a javelin.
Gah, Scott! Come on, sister, follow me!
He cried. Calmly, the little sister shot off an arrow.
Got him! He won't sit down for a season. Take that, you horrible bird. All right. Come on, Mr. Churchmouse. I'll protect you.
Ambrose Spike took a run at a group of birds who were attacking Cornflower. Curling himself tight, he went spinning into them like a flying ball of needles, and they rose to the air, squawking. Constance lashed about with the frying pan, the weapon making a loud bong every time she scored a hit.
Get out of our abbey, you scavengers!
Bong!
Look out behind you, Abbott!
Bong! Constance hurtled at Ironbeak and Mangers. The sight of the large badger with teeth bared made them jump to one side. She growled and snarled like a wild beast, charging them recklessly so that they had to take to the air. The other birds followed the leader's example. Winifred the otter saw the way clear to Cavern Hole.
This way, every beast!
She called. They clattered down the stairs and slammed the table back into position, and not a moment too soon. Ironbeak saw his trap had been foiled, and he chased several birds down the stairs.
After them! They must not escape!
Winifred and Constance were waiting.
Now!
Two javelins shot from the arrow slits in the barricade. One rook fell slain. Another took the javelin in his leg. Hopping and cawing, he followed his fellow fighters up the stairs in a hasty retreat, the javelin clattering and dragging from the limited pierced. Ambrose Spike pushed a form up to the defences.
Stand on this, you archers. See if you can fire across at those magpies.
Several of the brothers and sisters took the place and began loosing shafts at the thieves. The arrows fell miserably short, though they did have the effect of deterring other attackers from coming down the stairs. Constance slammed a heavy paw against the wall.
The thieving, pilfering barbarians! How dare they steal our warrior's tapestry!
Formold tugged at her fur.
Excuse me, ma'am. Why don't he use our tunnels?
Tunnels? But how? What good would that do?
You could come at 'em through main door. They bain't be expecting that.
Of course. What a great idea!
Constance exclaimed.
Half of you stay here with the abbot. I'll take the rest through the tunnel to the nearest exit outside. If we're sharp enough, we can launch a surprise attack on those magpies, seize the tapestry, and go out of the abbey and straight down the tunnel back to here. Come on, Winifred, Ambrose, Cornflower, and Formal, would you come too with some of your moles?
Serpently, ma'am. Us'll give him boy Oaky. That us will.
I come, me too.
Nay, young Maester Rollo, you'n stay by yer and shoot arrows.
Quick Bill and his brothers were loosening the final fastenings. General Ironbeak and his fighters were on the floor of Great Hall, and they hid each side of the wall at the top of the stairs, waiting for another foray from Cavern Hole.
Chaka! Block these stairs well next time, and we will have them out in the open. You, Grabclaw, and you, Ragwing, stay by me. Try to get the big striped dog in the eyes.
Diptail and Brightback undid the last loop from its hook on the wall. The large tapestry slid down to the floor.
Yaga! We have it, brothers!
Red Wall!
Constance came thundering down upon them from the open doorway, Diptail lost his proud tail feathers with one sweep of a blunt paw.